Joining me now, Arizona Senator John McCain, as well as former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who is now an advisory board member for the Counter-Extremism Project. Thank you both.
This is our first time on television together.
Is that true?
John and me. We talk to each other all the time. First time on television together since I left the Senate. So this is, I don't know if it's quite like Simon and Garfunkel getting together again.
Maybe it is. Let me ask you, Senator Lieberman, no shock and awe, no boots on the ground. We're not at war with ISIS. The Islamic State is not Islamic. He was warned for a year about ISIS, misses his briefings for, 60-some-odd percent of the time. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, the statements you're just citing, Sean, to me are really disappointing because they come after a really pretty good, strong speech by President Obama at the United Nations, in which he took some positions that he had not taken for the previous years, recognizing the broader threat of militant Islam, violent Islam, coming from the Muslim community, finally doing what John and I had been asking him to do for 3 years, which is to give weapons to the Syrian opposition to fight the butcher Assad in Damascus, and talking about cutting off funding for the terrorist groups and developing social media to try to convince young Muslims not to join them, which is what this counter-extremism project that I'm involved with has got to do now. So when he goes on the air and does a 60 Minutes interview and some of the others and says some of the things you cite, it undercuts that. And we are at war. He himself said this is going to last beyond his administration.
Why can't he say it?
I don't know. Maybe he's concerned legalistically that if he says we're in a war, then the Congress has to authorize whatever he does. But you got to...